Peter O'Neill from Find Biometrics and Mobile ID World reporting live from the Mobile World Congress show in beautiful Barcelona. And I'm here today with Samuel Choi, who is head of sales for Suprema, one of the leading biometric companies globally. And Samuel, maybe you could start off by just telling us about some of the new technology you are talking about here today. I'd especially like to hear about your in-display technology and perhaps your new 3D facial activities.
Right. Thank you for visiting our booth today. And today, in this year, we brought our new technologies, as you said, in-display algorithm and for 3D. We call it actually 4D internally. And let me start with in-display. As you know, market is migrating to under-display, right? So also we are the leader of fingerprint matching solutions. So in that sense, we have been working with several OLED panel companies and sensor companies for a long time back. So with some partners, we have made some achievements already. So we are waiting a very positive news and progress from them. So for in-display, there are two things in this sector. First one is optical, and another thing is ultrasonic way. So we are going both way together because we have been very closely working with optical in-display sensors along with OLED panel companies. Also, we are co-working with leading ultrasonic sensor companies globally. So we expect in near time, we expect some very positive news on the commercialization from both them. So our technology for in-display very strong at dry finger, because in in-display industry, dry finger is the biggest headache for everyone. But our new technology, we call it BioSign 3.0, because last year we launched BioSign 2.0, but now we upgraded our matcher to support the in-display optical and ultrasonic sensors. So by our own outstanding technology, we overcame a dry finger issue. So our the matching solution is very well received by sensor companies now. So thanks to this show, we could make some very positive and progressive results and achievement with them. So this is good news for us, actually. And more on that, we are also focusing on the capacitive sensor, because smart manufacturers, they are always trying to reduce their cost. And a capacitive fingerprint sensor is taking a major portion of their cost. So we are still trying to focus on the smaller sensor size so that we can help sensor companies and smart manufacturers to release the burden from the any cost issues. So this is they are the some part for fingerprints, and another part is our new solution about 3D face recognition solutions. We call it LookSign. See, LookSign. Yeah, this is our new solution.
Well, Apple has certainly helped in the facial side of the business with their launches. All of a sudden, facial has become very hot modality.
Correct, yes. Yep. So as you see here, you know, Suprema was originally a strong player in the market for face recognition system. We call it Face Station, for access control and time attendance.
Yep.
So that business has been very successfully progressed for physical access market. Now, as you see there, we successfully provided our matcher to Samsung Galaxy several models last year. So now we are moving our eyes on to face solution, because we have already a very strong technology on face side. So that was based on the 2D. But now market is migrating to 3D, even for 4D. So yeah, we just want to lead the market. Now just Apple has launched 3D face solution. And we think that we will be the second player in the market to launch 3D and 4D.
Well, congratulations on that. Suprema has always been a technological leader.
Yes.
So I know that you're always on the cutting edge. And has this been a good year for your company?
For this year or last year?
This past year.
Past year, yeah. It was very meaningful to us because for our BioSign, we successfully launched a BioSign 2.0. And we started providing our matcher to Samsung Galaxy through our sensor partner Aegis Technology.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. And when you look to the future, what excites you about the industry moving forward, and where will Suprema fit in?
Yes. There are many opinions for this market because nobody can be sure about the future of this market because every player, they are having their own solutions and that they are competing each other. Basically, for this year, I assume that this is not the competition between players, but this will be a competition between technologies. For example, for display, it will be a competition between optical and ultrasonic.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key point here. So for us, now we are preparing both sides too. Yeah, because we have been working with a market leader of in-display parts for optical, and we have started co-working with a ultrasonic player. So we just see who's gonna win in this industry. So in summary, this year will be very interesting for us. Yeah, very competition between technologies and the competition between players, that's very complicated, and it's something like chaos to us. But our strategy is to prepare all those things in together because we have a strong reference from last year because we provide our matcher to Samsung and a very big player in Chinese smartphone manufacturer as well.
Well, congratulations on the Samsung news. I think your company is very well positioned to capitalize on what's going to happen next. And congratulations
Thank
on
you.
A very successful year. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Peter.